Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! Yeah, you know what time it is, man. Hustler back on deck, you dig? My homie told me, if you're broke, fix it. I told him, listen, I'm a mechanic, man. I bust sweats. Chumps want to know what's up. Don't worry about me. Worry about earthquakes and tornadoes. I'm going good. Down. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Down, yeah. Round, round, round. It's going down. Let's go. Round here, shots go off. Round here, we let the shots go off. Come on. Round here, we let the shots go off. Round here, we let the shots go off. Let them off. Round here, we let the shots go off. Round here, we let the shots go off. Round here, we let the shots go off. Let them off. What's going on in the world? Round here, we got the shots. That's what's going on in the world. They say it's all about smooth. I'm shallow how, but somehow I manage to drain a little more out the pool. Before I painted pictures, departed to the rest. Back to the drawing board, but I ain't hard pressed. Nah, I press hard on the board I'm drawing on. Your heart beats shorter than the sleeve you wore it on. My heart beats stronger than the team you calling on. I'm a heartbeat from your calling, dog. You ain't know? Basing with the hustlers troublesome. Till you have it coming to you. Now you understand where I'm coming from. Coming from a slum, my slumber song. Dirt nap cats curse the earth that covered them. Lord. Hey yo, I heard this kid Cass thinking me. Then he heard them gates. Murder was the case, now he's free. Okay. You got respect to pay. You ever saw a walking car crash? You were drinking two steps away. You wear your heart on your sleeve, your name on your belt. Pull it together, but put your brain somewhere else. I'm a trendsetter, shotgun bench presser, train chin checker, tailor made trend tester. The CPAC packager to eat that, eat cap, lean back, now feed that back to her. I told old girl to hurry it up. Hitting the George Bush, I watched the John Carrier stuff. I told Brad to stack, throw it back in the pack. My little dude, he cool, he hold my gat in his lap. Bust a move, bust a dude, sit back in the lack. I put him on this morning, showed him a crack of the jack. Dressed to kill, I outfitted the outfit. Get it? Outwit it or outwit it? You outwit it, I'm about getting it. House hitting, you couch written. I figured if I house rid of him, his spouse getting it. Happy Valentine's Day, nigga.
Hi, this is the Mary Martha Hour. I'm your hostess, Shaw Thomas, and I just want to thank you for being here again with me this evening. Happy Valentine's Day. What does that mean? Really, what does it mean? Do you really have people in your life that you can trust? Do you really have people in your life that you can depend on, that you know that no matter what happens to you, that they'll be there for you? I wonder if you really turned yourself around and looked to find out that maybe you don't have everything that you have right now. If you were to drop everything and just for a moment say you needed help, who would literally be there for you? I would tell you that you would be very surprised to find that so many people would leave and not be there. And that's a sad thing, because when we think that we have something in our lives that's positive, when we think that we have something in our lives that's sturdy, when we think that we have something in our lives that's loyal, and that loyalty is denied us, when that loyalty is taken from us, when that trust turns away and ends up being like just eliminates itself from our lives, it can be very devastating. It can make even the nicest person want to just snap out and just be like, you know what? I'm going to do this all together different. And the next time around, I'm not going to trust nobody. It's so easy to fall into that place of, you know what, if they're not going to be there for me, I'm not going to be there for nobody else. But when you do that, when you close off your heart, when you decide that you're not going to love again, when you decide you're not going to allow anybody else to get close enough to you to hurt you again, you're already hurt, you're already messed up, and you've allowed that person that screwed you up from the beginning to now screw you up for the rest of your life. I'm here to tell you that you keep right on moving on. You keep right on putting one foot in front of the other, and you keep right on loving just as hard as you started out loving, because can't nothing stop you. When you love the Lord and He's inside of you, even when people abandon you, when they abandon ship and act like you don't even exist, when you've poured your whole entire heart into them, the only thing that can stop you from being the best person that you are is to allow people to stop you from being who you are. I'm not allowing anybody to come into my life, into my world, into the life of my kids' world, and stop and block me from the love that I know that God placed in my heart. I'm going to continue to love hard from the beginning to the end. When he comes back for me, he's going to find more love in me than when I started. Because I'm gonna find that love inside myself that only God can give me. And I'm going to give that love to as many people that are going to accept it. And I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about real, true, genuine love. I love you enough that I don't want to see you abandoned. I don't want to see you raped. I don't want to see you forsaken. I don't want to see you go to hell. I want to see you saved. I want to see you delivered. I want to see you set free. Not just from the world. I want to see you set free from yourself. I want to see you set free from the things that have you really bound up. The things inside you that only you and God know about. Those things that you would be so embarrassed if somebody found out, that you would literally crumble up into a ball and not want to wake up and not want to live. I'm telling you, you will live. Because those things that you think are major are minor for God. He can remove the feeling, the sting of the hatred that you even have for yourself. Because a lot of us don't even know how to really look into the mirror and love ourselves. We got to turn that thing around. We got to turn our thinking around. We got to get our mind right. We got to start getting right with God, and we got to be ready to love again. Everybody gets hurt in life. It's what you do after you're hurt that shows what kind of person you really are. Don't be no punk. Don't be nobody else's, you know. Be who you are. Don't let other people make you into what they want you to be. They want you to be miserable. They want you to feel like you're nobody, that you're nothing. But guess what? When somebody cuts their self off from you, let them go. There's more people in the world that are going to love you, that are going to care about you, and see the richness that you really have inside you and accept you when you accept yourself. This has been the Mary Martha Hour. I'm your host, Ishaw Thomas. In life, if we can help one person by doing so, they'll be able to help somebody else. And we will start to live in a better world, one person at a time. Holla at your girl.
Yeah, you know what time it is, man. Hustler back on deck, you dig? My homie told me, if you're broke, fix it. I told him, listen, I'm a mechanic, man. I bust sweats. Chumps want to know what's up. Don't worry about me. Worry about earthquakes and tornadoes. I'm going
good.
Down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Down, yeah. Round, it's going down. Let's go. Round here, shots go off. Round here, we let the shots go off.
Come on.
Round here, we let the shots go off. Round here, we let the shots go off.
Let them off.
Round here, we let the shots go off. Round here, we let the shots go off. Round here, we let the shots go off.